time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. I am alone, as you know, but I love it. I love it. Nick Kukuruhoo, he's been gone for like a month now. Forget him. Hey, you are tuning in to the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. It is a pleasure to be here week after week. We are talking about the sports happenings on the Merrimack Valley. And let's get to it. We're going to have Methuen Athletics Director today. Joining us, talking about the state of the state with Methuen Athletics. And I'll tell you what, he talks about his upcoming Andover football game, because I interviewed him last Friday, but they hadn't played that yet. Well, guess what? They won big. So good for Methuen. The huge, huge win over two Merrimack Valley Conference powerhouses. We're going to get to all that. We're going to talk about we're going to focus this week on rankings, the power rankings that are out for football. So in our Sylvan Street Grill Merrimack Valley Football Report, we're going to be talking all about the rankings. Yeah, the rankings come out on Friday, so a whole bunch of games get played, you know, the night before, that night, and then Saturday. So it's not the best gauge, but it is the current rankings as they stand. And we're going to tell you where the Merrimack Valley football teams land in all eight divisions. They're not in all of them, but we're going to tell you where they stand in most of them. All right, so let's take a break, and on the other side, catching up with Methuen's athletic director right after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest today, Matt Curran, Methuen Athletics Director. What's going on, Matt?
Hoping this rain holds off tonight. We got a big football game here. Andover's coming to town, so you know, I think it's going to be a good one. Two talented programs, great coaches. Hopefully it's a good atmosphere, good environment for high school football tonight.
Yeah, and two teams that were in the D1, you know, 16 teams that made the playoffs last year. And, you know, Methuen had a great run, right? Knocking off the number one seed. Let's go back to that with just a phenomenal effort from that football team last year to pull off that win and make some noise in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, it starts at the top with Tom Ryan. You know, he was here before I came on. So, you know, it's a credit to Jim Weymouth and our principal, Rich Barden, who were part of that hiring process to bring Tom in. You know, in my eyes, Tom checks every box. You know, he values community service, relationship building. You know, he gets the kids to compete every night. And he understands that they're kids, you know, and he also is managing between our varsity JV and freshman program, you know, 130, 140 kids. So, you know, that's a lot of kids to manage. Luckily, a lot of our assistant coaches that have worked with Tom continue to come back year after year. So I think for our football kids to see the same adult every year is important. And I think you can see it by the results of our football program the last few years. That you know, obviously coaching, the relationship building, you know, has played an impact. And last year was a fun year, making that run, you know, and I think, you know, it's funny. You hear the coaches all the time say, you never know when you're going to get back here. Just to make it is great. And then when you have a run like that, you just, you know, you don't know if you'll get the opportunity to be back. I mean, we have a lot of pieces back. You know, obviously we lost some kids, but, you know, last year was a great ride all around with a lot of our programs. And that Franklin game was phenomenal. High school football, two public schools battling for a chance to go to the Final Four. And luckily we pulled it off over a very good program in Franklin.
Yeah, and the next round was Springfield Central, right?
Yeah.
And that's an opportunity right there. I mean, just to see what the top two teams are like in the state, right? Because you get Springfield Central, St. John's Prep. I mean, it's just to be in front of those, that was an opportunity they earned. So it must have been a cool experience for that sake.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's good experience. I mean, that was a super talented team. They're super talented again this year. You know, but I think when the bracket came out, we, you know, our coaches felt like, you know, it's public school, public school, public school. And, you know, that's all you can ask for. You know, it's you know, St. John's is a great program, and obviously Springfield Central battled it out in the title game. And, you know, we just hope we get to an opportunity to make the tournament and see what happens this year.
Yeah. And you were mentioning some other teams that did well in the postseason last year. And the first comes to mind outside of football as well is baseball. You know, what a historic run they made.
Yeah. I mean, they started out 1-6, 1-7, 2-8, something like that. And went on to win, you know, 14 of the last 16 games. You know, I remember talking to our coach after one of the tough losses, and, you know, he's like, I believe in these guys. We're going to make a run at some point. And, you know, we sure as heck made a run. You know, I think we had the pitching, and then, you know, when our defense came on and we hit, you know, it was a fun ride. I guess that going back to my point, you never know, you know, when you're going to get there. And again, it was, you know, as a 21 seed to knock off Andover, Xavarian, Central Catholic, all loaded with talent. You know, just goes to show you anybody can beat anybody on a day. And it was a great run. Cam's done a great job coming over here. Similar to Tom and all of our coaches, you know, they value the kids first and relationships and you know, they put them in the right spot to succeed. And sometimes, you know, you get the hits and the outs, and other times you don't. But yeah, it was a great run. I think the city got behind us, the league got behind us, and it's fun. I mean, when you can get teams going like that in postseason, and it can end at any time. You know, I've been here 8 years, and, you know, it's ended for everybody except our girls hockey team, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, where they won it all. And that's a great feeling. But, you know, only one champion can be crowned in Division I or II or whatever it is. So, you know, it was a tough way to end, but it was a great run. Memorable for sure.
Yeah, and now it's even more challenging, Matt, when you look at the way postseason is in year three now, you know, the statewide rankings. And it's challenging because you can just, you know, you can't, like, if you have a weak region, you might be able to sneak out of it. Like, let's say if the South is weak in one sport, you rise to the top, win the South. But now it's statewide. You got to earn your spot. And, you know, if you get to the Final Four, you certainly earned it.
For sure. And I think, you know, I think going back to our softball team made the state finals, maybe 19 or 20. And, you know, I think they had to win 7 or 8 games to get there. And I think the team that they played had to win 5, you know? So
yeah.
I think the statewide makes it more balanced in terms of across the state, obviously. you know, I think it's not a perfect system for everybody, but I think you got to win the same number of games. The matchups are unique, playing different schools. I know when I coach basketball here, and even before the statewide tournament, it's like you would see the same teams, you know, a third time or a fourth time. When you factor in two league games, a Christmas tournament or a holiday tournament, and then postseason, you could see a team four times. I think for us as a league, it's always nice to go outside the league in the state tournament and see a new opponent most of the time. But I think it's, if you get to the Final Four in this format, it's definitely well earned. And if you're not one of those teams like our baseball team as a 21 seed, I think that's not going to happen often, but I'm glad it was us who got there.
Yeah. And I can see baseball being the sport where it does happen, right?
Yes.
You just get those hot pitchers or just hot bats. So you get that streak going at the right time, right place. So
for sure.
Yeah. So that brings us to the current season, Matt, looking at the fall from Methuen Athletics. Let's start with participation, coming in, what were the expectations, and when the numbers all trickled in at the end of the day, what was the participation outcome?
Yeah, I think, football and volleyball are the two that, in terms of numbers, the first day were high. Football, like I said, we're in the 130 range all in. Volleyball, the last few years, we've had, 90 to 100 kids try out for girls volleyball. And that's always tough as a coach, to whittle that down. So those numbers are high. Our boys soccer program, our coach now has done a nice job building up the numbers there. 7 or 8 years ago, we were down to maybe 18, 20 kids in the program. Now we have three full teams, in numbers in the 50s, which is very high for us, which is good. I think the girls soccer similar, in the 40 range, two teams. I think the goal is always to field as many teams as possible. Just so we can give kids opportunities to participate. I know last year our girls basketball coach had a freshman team, and very few of those girls have ever played on a team before. And while they struggled, they had a blast. Just being part of a team, taking bus rides, going to other schools and being part of something. So I think that's great, just to offer those opportunities. But I think as a whole, our numbers have stayed where they've been, for the most part, over the past few years. I think always cross country's one that, you never know what you're going to get, kids running. And then field hockey's one that where I think, the COVID, when we hit COVID, that we were kind of in a role there with our middle school program. And now we've gotten that back. So while our numbers are low this year, I expect the next few years to see that program bounce back in terms of how many participants we have.
Nice. And in terms of coaches, did you bring the whole crew from the 2022 fall back for varsity head coaches, or is there a few different twists and turns in there?
So our golf coach, who is also our boys lacrosse coach, took a teaching job closer to home. And he's on, I believe, a child number two. So he left the district. So our boys hockey coach, Bill Blackwell, was our JV golf coach last year. He's now our varsity coach. And then cross country, similar situation. Our cross country girls coach took a teaching job much closer to her home. So we have Joanne Lenari is a guidance counselor here. She filled that. She's filling in. She's our new girls cross country coach. But everyone else is back. I think obviously Tom's been here more than 10 years. Jason Smith, our swim coach, has been here, I believe, 20 years. Kevin Aliette's been here 10 years as our cross country coach. Kristen Swales, similar, almost 10 years. Kayla Kamara has been here 5 or 6 years. Same with our boys soccer coach, Henry Marin. Our volleyball coach, who does both our boys and girls, is year 15 to 20, somewhere in that range. So, and our cheerleading coach has been here, 3 or 4 years. So it's good to have consistency with it's never easy to coach kids. And obviously there's a lot that goes into it. So the fact that we can, continue to have our same coaches come back, it's a huge help to me. And, you know, I'm lucky to have them for sure. They make my job a lot easier.
Yeah. And of course we'll have a new lacrosse coach, right? We know that, has that already happened? Is that already,
Yeah. So Chris Verana, teaches here. He was, an assistant in our program, for a couple of years. So he's been hired. You know, I think he's going to do well. He's got a strong lacrosse background, relates well to the kids. He did a nice job as our JV coach and our assistant coach. So, you know, other than that, I think for the most part, everyone else is back.
Winter and spring?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
That's good to hear. Yeah, it's funny, like, right, when you probably have experience of these assistants that are just, you know, they're quiet, they're just doing their thing, you know, speaking to and responding to their head coach, reporting to, I should say. And then all of a sudden you give them an opportunity to be a head coach, like, wow, what a gem, you know, that was hiding there, right?
Yeah. 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 I mean, you know, and sometimes it's, we need somebody to fill in and they do great work for a year, you know, as an assistant. And other times, you know, we have assistants in our program who have been here 10 years and they love that role. I think of our offensive coordinator, Ryan Dugan. I think he could be a head coach anywhere. But he loves his role. I think he loves working with Tom, and Tom's grateful to have him. So, you know, some people are made for that. I know when I coach basketball here, I love being an assistant coach. I didn't love being a varsity coach, as much. And if I had to go back and do it again, I would definitely prefer to be, you know, more of an assistant as opposed to a varsity coach. But, no, I think those assistants are huge in how they, you know, how they handle everything.
Yeah. Especially football. I mean, there's probably no bigger sport where the assistants factor in, to talk about delegation, like, you know, your coach, your head coach can't do it all in that sport.
No, definitely not. No, they're a huge asset to our school and our kids.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Merrimack Valley Conference, you know, things that are, I mean, it's just every year there's never a night off, right? Even some of those lower schools will give you battles, the teams that haven't been doing that well lately. But, you know, how do you feel Methuen is positioned, you know, in the fall right now just to compete on an overall level in the MVC?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think with most public schools, I think, you know, you get waves of kids in and sometimes they're, you know, they've played together for a while and they, you know, it's a deeper class. And other times you have, you know, younger teams that just surprise you. And I think we're seeing that a little bit with our boys soccer team. You know, they're one, two, and three, but, you know, they're a team that, the coach thought he had potential, and they've been in every game they've played, this year, which is definitely something that in years past, hasn't happened. But to your point, I think, you know, our first game of the year was against North Andover and we tied them. And that's the first time in since North Andover came into the league 10 years ago that we've even got a point from them. So I think, you know, from their side of things, they were probably expecting, you know, traditionally they've beaten us up pretty good. And for us to go in there and get a point on our end is great. And we've been on the flip side of that. You know, our football team had a game against Chelmsford and Chelmsford was 0-2, but they gave us everything they had. And it was a battle till the end. I mean, we scored late, to make the score a little deceiving, but that game was a one possession, two possession game the whole way. You know, girls volleyball is, you know, traditionally strong last year. You know, I know Tewksbury won a state title, us and over Haverhill. I think there were only one or two teams that didn't make it. So when those matches happen, you got to buckle up because that's, you know, you could be here quite late, you know, going five sets and then the freshman JV play. But yeah, I think, you know, obviously in this league, there's programs that traditionally are very strong. And there's some that, you know, are rebuilding and, the ones that are always consistent. And I think the goal here is just to be consistent. And on the years you have a little more talent or you're a little deeper and stay healthy and the stars align, you make a run. And, you know, other times, if not, you just kind of hope the kids have a good experience, build for next year. And, you know, just you're not going to make everyone happy, but you know, it's a great league to compete in. I think we're seeing the power rankings in most sports. The MVC does well. Obviously, there's some that, you know, it seems like, you know, we struggle a little bit, but across the board, I think it's, you know, it's a tough league. Very rarely can you look at the schedule and say, oh, that's a win, that's a win, that's a win, because you never know what you're going to get from school, you know?
Right, exactly. And as you're talking about the league, I'm thinking out of league too. How has the dynamic of these new ranking system and new postseason format changed some of the landscape of who you put on your schedule mm-hmm. for non-leaguers? Because to me, it seems like that's a new like job requirement for either an AD or a coach. Like, you have to have good skills in recruiting good opponents. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where in the past it might have been, let's recruit some opponents we can beat so we can get a better record. Now it's like, let's recruit some good teams so we can get better rankings.
Yeah, I think too. So I guess if you're looking at a sport and, you know, let's say basketball. I know our boys basketball coach is constantly struggling with this because, last year we won 14 games. We played some tough teams, but we were ranked like in the 20s, with 14 wins in the MVC. So we were disappointed with that. So this year he's going out and he's scheduling up. Obviously I think we're confident that we'll be in the top 32, because our league's so strong. But when you look at programs where traditionally like boys soccer, or girls soccer, we seem not to have, such a strong power ranking across the league. I think that's when, as a coach, you have to say, do we have enough wins on paper to get into the tournament? Because we might not be power seeded if we don't get there. So it is, to your point, it is difficult to be a coach today and look at it. And if, basketball, we need 10 wins to get in. So on paper, if you have 10, great. But, 8-12 might get you in, with a very tough schedule. Whereas, like I said, soccer, you might get, our boys soccer team fell short two years ago by 1 point, and we were ranked like in the 40s. So we couldn't get in. Obviously football, we opened up with Lincoln Sudbury. They're currently ranked fourth. And then week two, we had Marshfield. They're ranked seventh in Division II. Tonight we have Andover. I looked at it today. Our power ranking for our schedule right now is almost 15. That's a high number in football, to have a schedule with your opponent ranking that high. It's tough because then on the flip side, if you have a program that struggles, but you're in the NBC, that does take some navigation with conversations with the athletic directors, because I'll speak with some and they're like, oh, we don't want to play you because you're in the NBC. And I'll be like, well, I think we're not going to be, we're not traditionally one of the stronger programs there. So I think it'll be a competitive game. And then in most cases, it is. Very, very rarely does someone tell you you're going to struggle and then they come in and kind of tune you up a little bit. But, it's another layer of coaching that, they have to look at, A, we got to get in the tournament. So is our best route the power seeding model, or is it we need to get points or wins to get to a threshold where we're automatically in?
Yeah. Does 500 do the trick automatically get you in?
Yeah. 500. Yeah. Yep. So, or point equivalent of your game. So, girls soccer has 17 games. They have to get 17 points to get in.
That's so at the end of the day, the answer is yes, it's a lot more to it to scheduling than there was before with the old system.
For sure. Yep.
Yeah. Cool. Matt Curran, we covered a lot of ground here. Appreciate it very much. A nice state of the state for Methuen High School Athletics for this fall season and beyond. And we appreciate you coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We're hoping to have you again someday soon.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Nice to connect.
Have a good one.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Matt Curran in the books, Methuen Athletics Director. Up next, the Sylvan Street Grill, Merrimack Valley Football Report.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, we're back with our final segment of the show here on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. It's going to be our Sylvan Street Grill Merrimack Valley Football Reports, brought to you by Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. Lord knows I've done plenty of that at that place. It is one of my favorites. All right, let's move on and talk about football and rankings, because they're out. Division One, what do we got? Okay, Andover. They were undefeated at the time. They did lose to Methuen. Andover was 7, and Methuen was 13. That's where they stood going into that game, and Methuen came up with that big boy win. So they're 3-1. Both of them are 3-1 now. And that's it for the top 16. We're only going to, Central Catholic hasn't won a game yet, but they're number 9, sandwiched right between 7, Andover, and 13, Methuen. So, yeah. That shows you the strength of Central's schedule, you know, to open up the season. So they're 0-3 at the time of the rankings, and then number 9. All right, let's go on to Division 2. Seeing who's hanging around in the Merrimack Valley in that one. North Andover, we had their athletic director on a couple weeks ago. They're number 4 at the time of this rankings. And Chelmsford, not a win, but the fact that they play in the Merrimack Valley gets them at number 15. So two in the Division II top 16. And again, we mentioned only 16 because that's who makes the playoffs at the end of the day. Billerica, what a hot start for them. Number 2, right behind Milton, our old friend from the North Shore, Steve Nabowski, Swampscott, former coach in Milton. They went all the way to the Super Bowl and lost last year, I think it was, or 2 years ago. Maskinomit is not in the Merrimack Valley. They're in my North Shore brain just turned on for a second. But they're in Boxford Topsfield area. So, hey, you know, kind of close. But Billerica is your team to watch, Merrimack Valley-wise, top 16, Division 3. Division 4, Tewksbury, unbeaten when the rankings came out, number 5. Holliston's number 1 there. Moving along, no one else from the Valley in the top 16. Let's go to 6, see if we have any one of those small Catholic schools possibly in there, like a Lowell or something, low Catholic. Nope. We're not looking at any in the top 16 in that division for the Merrimack Valley. We're going to go to Division 5. And yes, Greater Lawrence Tech is in there at number 13. That's it for the top 16. 6. Let's see if we get like a Shaw Sheen or something in there. Nope, not seeing anybody Merrimack Valley conference wise. And now we're getting down to the real small school. 7, nothing happening there. I mean, our friends close by, Tigsboro, is number 14. And 8, just one final sanity check to make sure we don't have any Merrimack Valley teams in there, and I'm not seeing it. So, all right, that wraps it up. Yeah, so Division 1, as always, And hey, I think I got a feeling about Billerica. I don't know. I think they're ready to break through with Dwayne Sigsbury and crew. I don't know. Might be their year, but Bethuen also is looking really strong. And of course, you know, once they get into Division I playoffs, they'll have to contend with the Springfield Centrals and St. John's Prep. You got to go through one of them, possibly both of them, to win the state title. That is no small feat. All right, that does it for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Thanks for tuning in. Love giving you the news of the Valley week after week on MSONewsSports.com. I'm Dominic Castro saying goodbye for another week, but we'll see you soon.